Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us this morning. Our number 844-236-6010, as always. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, questions about the longevity products or the longevity business, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We're going to talk to Dr. John Huber, clinical forensic psychologist and chairman of Mainstream Mental Health, about his business, TripSitter.Clinic, where he's revolutionizing the use of ketamine for mental health conditions. Perhaps you've heard about ketamine being used for treating depression and anxiety. It's being used for folks who have terminal cancer. Ketamine is a dissociative anesthetic. In other words, it disconnects you from your body. Very interesting molecule, the ketamine molecule. We'll talk to John Huber about his use of ketamine for therapy, depression, PTSD, chronic pain, and other mental health conditions. That'll be at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. 735-2470. Ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, it's an ideal way to make some money and help change the world at the same time. It's the ideal win-win business opportunity. You win and your clients win, and really the whole world wins, because changing health and improving people's well-being at the physical level is probably the single most important step we can do when it comes to changing our personal lives. It is the most fundamental. So I see it. It's the most fundamental step and the most fundamental way we can change our personal lives and the lives of our culture as well, and the life of our culture as well. Call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, Dr. John Huber will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about TripSitter.Clinic and the use of ketamine for mental health conditions. And then we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. Okay, so I want to continue talking about the skin, my personal favorite organ, and probably for many of you guys could probably say the same thing, at least going by the billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars that we spend on skincare products, not to mention hundreds of billions of dollars more on skincare diseases and skincare surgeries, plastic surgeries, etc. Quick review, body's made up of four types of stuff, four tissues. The skin is made up of a combination of connective tissue and epithelial tissue. The epithelial tissue is the stuff on top. The bulk of the skin, 90% of the skin, is connective tissue. We call that the dermis. If the skin is about as thick as 10 pieces of notebook paper, the dermis is about 9 pieces of notebook paper. Roughly 90% of the skin is located in the dermis. There's no blood in the epidermis. The dermis is where the blood is. If you ever had burnt skin or cut your skin, you've seen that pulpy, bloody substance, even if you have a little minor paper cut, you're into the dermis. There's no blood in the epidermis. The health of the cells of the epidermis depends on the health of the dermis. And this is why the dermis is the true key, or taking care of the dermis, is the true key to anti-aging the skin. This is the area. The dermis is the area that provides the structure. It provides the support for the epidermis. It provides the nutrition for the epidermis. It provides the oxygen for the epidermis, although there is some oxygen that comes in from the outside. Interestingly enough, the skin breathes, which is one of the reasons why you want to be careful with your skincare products. Wrinkles are not really an epidermal phenomena. They're rather the result of caving in the areas of the dermis, and the epidermis sort of sinks in. The dermis is also where a really fascinating molecule called a proteoglycan lives. Proteo means protein. Glycan means sugar. These are protein-sugar combinations. The classic example of a proteoglycan that you've all heard of is glucose amine. Amine for the protein part and glucose for the sugar part. And these proteoglycans have fascinating properties for the dermis. Proteoglycans absorb water. They're very hygroscopic, H-Y-G-R-O-S-C-O-P-I-C. Hygroscopic means water trapping. And these proteoglycans are very water trapping. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, does that mean glucosamine is good for my skin? Yes, it is. It's good for your skin. Glucosamine that you take from get from your glucogel caps is one of the best anti-wrinkle skin, anti-aging nutritional supplements you could ever use because of this proteoglycan phenomenon. There are some proteoglycans in the epidermis. This is true. But most of the proteoglycans that live in the skin live in the bottom, in the dermis. And that includes the most famous skin proteoglycan of all, and that is hyaluronic acid. We've talked a lot about hyaluronic acid. In fact, when I started talking about hyaluronic acid, I learned about it in pharmacy school in the 1980s. And I was working with it when I worked for Blistex. Nobody had heard of hyaluronic acid. I started formulating with it, and it was kind of revolutionary. But now, these days, everybody who's interested in their skin has heard about it. It's advertised on mainstream media commercials. Hyaluronic acid is unbelievably fascinating, and not just for the skin. It's also important for the immune system. It's important for the joints and the bone. And this is kind of an interesting point. Anything that is important for the dermis is going to be important for the bone. And it's going to be important for the fascia. And it's going to be important for all of the connective tissue throughout the body, including the stuff that the heart sits on, and including the vasculature. Connective tissue is found throughout the body, obviously. And when you support the dermis from a nutritional standpoint, you're going to be supporting all the connective tissue. You will be reducing your risks of hernias and prolapses and aneurysms and heart disease and all kinds of osteoporosis, all kinds of connective tissue manifestations. So if you start taking care of your connective tissue, you're going to take care of all the connective tissue. If you start using bone broth, for example, you're going to take care of all the connective tissue from your skin to your heart to your blood vessels to your fascia to your bones, to your joints, to your connective tissue everywhere. If you start taking care of your dermis nutritionally, bone broth is a perfect example. Hyaluronic acid supplements is a perfect example. And, of course, you can't make connective tissue without vitamin C. I know, vitamin C, it seems like it's almost a cliche, but it's not just a cliche. It is amazingly valuable for so many different reasons in the body, but largely, or most importantly, because you can't make connective tissue without it. That means if you're deficient in vitamin C, you're going to have wrinkles. If you're deficient in vitamin C, you're going to have osteoporosis. If you're deficient in vitamin C, you may have heart disease or aneurysms. If you're deficient in vitamin C, you may have arthritis. When was the last time anybody ever thought to use vitamin C for arthritis? You can't make joints and cartilage and connective tissue without vitamin C. And if you don't think you're vitamin C deficient, you might want to rethink that. Because the recommended daily allowance for vitamin C is 100 milligrams. It's pathetically low, and most people don't even get that. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. John Huber will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about ketamine, and we will get your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010. We'll be back after this.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the bright side, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls momentarily, so just hang tight. We'll speak to Dr. John Huber at the bottom of the hour about ketamine for PTSD and anxiety. Ketamine is a dissociative anesthetic. You actually leave your body when you're on ketamine, and that's one of the reasons why it's a a drug of choice, we'll say, for people who want to use pharmaceuticals recreationally. And ketamine was recently made, well, not recently, probably in the last 10 years or so, has made a scheduled substance because of its abuse potential. I don't know why anybody would really want to abuse ketamine, but nonetheless, some really interesting books about ketamine and using ketamine for psychedelic experiences. There was a guy named Dr. John Lilly who was one of the first, he was the first person I read about, he was the first person that I heard talk about ketamine or I read about ketamine. He used to use it with, he would go into a sensory deprivation tank. I don't know if you guys ever heard of a sensory deprivation tank. That's a tank that's filled with salt water. And you go into this thing and you lay in the salt water. And because the water is salty, you don't sink. You kind of float on the top of the water. And it's a sensory deprivation tank because you can't feel your body after a while. And in this tank, it's completely dark and completely soundproof. So you got nowhere to go, and you can't feel your body. And what ends up happening is you disassociate from your body. And Dr. Lilly added to the disassociative properties of this sensory deprivation tank by taking ketamine, which made him even more sensory deprived, and really had him leave his body. And he basically astral projected and wrote a whole bunch of books about it. And he ended up going a little crazy. And I don't know, I think he died a few years ago, but he wrote numerous books about his ketamine experiences and using ketamine. I remember reading them when I was in pharmacy school, and at the time I hadn't really heard a lot about ketamine. Nonetheless, these days ketamine is now being understood and being used by psychologists and psychiatrists for helping folks deal with mental health issues. We'll talk to John Huber. His website is tripsitter.clinic. I'll be at the bottom of the hour. I'll get your calls here momentarily. Real quick, a story I want to read from the journal Cell Host Medicine, How Processed Food Causes IBD, Irritable Bowel Syndrome. Irritable bowel syndrome is, as the name implies, with an inflammatory condition of the bowel, the cells of the bowel. And it turns out that processed food has a specific effect on something called Paneth cells. That's P-A-N-E-T-H. The Paneth cell is thought to be the key to Crohn's disease and digestive issues, and probably, I know I hadn't heard of Paneth cells until recently. Probably you haven't heard of Paneth cells either. The Paneth cell lives in the small intestine, and it secretes defensive molecules. It's actually a cell that secretes antimicrobial molecules for defending, and also for defending the intestine against bacterial invasion, but also for stimulating repair of the intestine. Well, guess what? Cigarette smoking, alcohol abuse, and processed foods wreak havoc on the Paneth cell. According to the article, researchers from Washington University School of Medicine saw the changes in Paneth cells happen rapidly when they fed laboratory mice a sugary diet. Within 2 months, the mice became obese, and their Paneth cells started to look abnormal, although they returned to functioning properly soon after a healthy diet was reintroduced. What does this tell us? How much of our health challenges, including all the baloney that's going on in the news today, I don't even want to talk about it, but you guys know what I'm referring to, all this stupidity that you hear from talking heads on the news and their medical representatives on the news. I'm not talking about ordinary doctors here. I'm talking about the people you see on TV and people who work for the government talking about what you have to do to protect yourself from microbial invasion. But they never tell you to stop eating processed food. They never tell you to stop eating the sugar. They never tell you to stop going to McDonald's. Why is that? Well, I'll tell you what. That makes me very suspicious, and it should make you suspicious as well. So, love your Paneth cells. Stop eating the sugar. And if you don't want to stop eating the sugar, at least reduce your intake of sugar and other processed foods. You'll help your immune system, you'll help your whole body, and you'll especially help your Paneth cells in your small intestine. All right, 844-236-6010. Let's go to Coach Cosmo, now in Alabama. What's up, Coach Cosmo? How you doing, buddy? Good morning.
Brother Ben, I am great. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Nice to talk to you. What's going on today?
Always a pleasure. So I got a client who is concerned, and rightfully so. He is seeing blood in his stools from time to time.
He should be concerned.
He has a history with hemorrhoids.
Okay.
But, you know, so.
Well, hemorrhoids are a sign of connective tissue deterioration and inflammation. Rectal bleeding could include things as minor as hemorrhoids or as major as cancer.
diverticulosis, anal fissures, colitis, all kinds of things can cause rectal bleeding, but it's nothing to mess around with. First thing, definitely I would have a colonoscopy and I would have it go checked out. It could just be something as minor as the hemorrhoids. You know if they're red, if the blood is red or dark, or did he tell you anything like that?
He mentioned it's bright red. He didn't say it was like, bright red.
Okay, well, it could be, and by the way, you don't always see the blood. Sometimes the blood is occult or hidden, so you don't always see blood. But if you see blood, that's something that you definitely want to check out. The fact that it's red means it could be like a cut or something. It's not like old blood, which is a good sign, better sign, I suppose. But definitely I would be checking that out. That's nothing you want to mess around with. How old is he?
65.
Yeah, I would absolutely 100% have that checked out. Colon cancer is not, it's hideous beyond words. And 65 it happens as we get older. 65, it's not unusual. So please have them check it out.
Okay, so that means medical intervention.
I would absolutely have medical intervention. Cancer is not, you know, if you have colon cancer, you can try treating it yourself, but you don't know how far it's spread. I wouldn't mess around with it, personally. God, you know, no, there's no good cancers, but cancers of the digestive system are especially miserable. A friend of mine is going through stomach cancer now, and it's just, it's unspeakably brutal. I would have it checked out, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Well,
good to talk to you, Coach Cosmo. Take care, man. All right, let's go to Brett in Texas. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, buddy?
Well, I got a lot of things. My wife the other day was doing some stuff in the house. She bent down and...
Brett?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry
I lost
that. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, your wife bent down is the last I heard.
And all of a sudden, her retina tore. She didn't know that.
That's not good.
At all. Yeah.
That's very bad. How old is she?
62.
That's a very bad sign. That's a sign that says that she's starting to break down. Her connective tissue is starting to deteriorate. And if something as simple as a postural change caused that, that's not a good sign. Is she on any medication or any other diagnosis that she has?
No. I got her into an eye doctor here, and they looked at it, and apparently the blood, what happened was, what they're telling us is the liquid in the eye is stickier than other people's.
Well, that may be, but that's the retina should not tear simply by postural change. Hey, I'm not going to have enough time to answer your question as completely as I'd like to. But if you send an email to ben@ksco.com, put your phone number in there, I'll give you a shout.
Okay.
And we can work it out because we got a commercial break. But that sounds to me like the connective tissue is starting to break down. She's only 62. She's young. Is she any weight issues or anything like that? Any blood sugar issues, weight issues?
No.
Nothing like that. Yeah, send me an email and I'll talk to you personally because that's definitely something you want to start working on. Thanks, Brett. Appreciate it.
Okay, sure.
All right, buddy. Okay, that's all the time we have for this segment. Dr. John Huber will be with us next segment. We're going to talk ketamine with Dr. John. His website is tripsitter.clinic. More on the Bright Side right after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A massive crude oil spill off the coast of Southern California, believed to be at least 126,000 gallons, has reached the shores of Huntington Beach, damaging local wildlife and possibly closing miles of beach for months. The origin of the leak was a line break at the rig Ellie, owned by Houston, Texas-based Amplify Energy. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, on Sunday said he hopes to pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a reconciliation package in the next month, setting another target date of Halloween for Congress to approve two massive spending bills after a failed attempt last week. Afghanistan's capital could be plunged into darkness as winter sets in because the country's new Taliban rulers have not paid Central Asian electricity suppliers or resumed collecting money from consumers. Most of Afghanistan's electricity is imported from neighboring countries. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Cuban American singer Pitbull at a recent concert put his love for America above the powers trying to diminish our nation.
If you don't like the United States of America, go back to the countries that we the f*** from, and you'll see how much you appreciate the United States of America.
In 5 years, New York Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will face re-election. On the GOP side, Republican Desi Cuellar was on Fox News Sunday as he looks to unseat AOC.
My family fled Cuba because of a communist dictatorship that was put into power by people using the same socialist lies like free health care, free education that people like AOC and others are using today. So I just got tired of seeing it. I got tired of watching it grow the way that it's been growing. And after seeing that nobody's really getting the job done the way it should be getting done, I decided I have to just step in and do my best to get it done. Castro took over Cuba in 1959, and my family fled Cuba a few years after that. They resettled in Miami, and half of my relatives basically were born in the United States. Half of my relatives were born in Cuba. And eventually they came down to New York where I was born, and the rest is history. I was homeless for about almost six months. So it was a difficult time for me. But I could say that the good that I took out of that was I learned what I can endure. I learned what, you know, what I was made of, essentially, because I never looked for an easy way out. I never reverted to criminality, and I did my best, and thank God I was able to get out of it, and you know, I'm here today with you guys, so thank God.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search box if you miss a program or want to review a topic or share a topic with a friend or loved one. We've got 11 years of archived information, daily programs, Monday through Friday programs up at brightsideben.com. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com or sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off of brightsideben.com, as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and videos and news stories and interviews and various longevity products are up at criticalhealthnews.com. Thanks, Jonathan, for setting that one up. And I'd like to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with burns and traumas and eczema and acne and just plain old dry or aging skin. All our Truth Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients. That means power, and that means potency, and that means healing. And that's what beauty should be all about. Health equals beauty. And that's why we have over 2,000 four- and five-star reviews, which you can take a look at Truth Reviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com, or you can purchase products off our website, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments with an S, truthtreatments.com. Okay, I am super excited to talk to our guest today, Dr. John Huber, whose website says it all, tripsitter.clinic. Dr. Huber is a psychologist who specializes in ketamine therapy. I've been studying ketamine for many years. I first heard about it in pharmacy school, and since then I read several books on it. There's a really interesting book that you can get on the internet called Journeys into the Bright World, which is a ketamine travelogue by a gal named Marsha Moore. And, of course, Dr. John Lilly wrote lots about ketamine. We're going to talk about ketamine therapy with Dr. John Huber. Please welcome Dr. Huber to the Bright Side. Good morning, Dr. John.
Good morning, Ben. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
Yes, great to talk to you. So I'm a pharmacist, and I've personally been hearing about ketamine for 30 years, 30-plus years. We learned about it in pharmacy school. It had just come out when I was in pharmacy school. We learned about it as a disassociative anesthetic. And then after that, I heard about it a lot as a recreational drug. In fact, it was so popular that the FDA had to make it a scheduled substance. And then over the last few years, maybe 5 years or so, I've been hearing about it as an antidepressant, to be used as PTSD, et cetera. Tell us a little bit about what ketamine is and why it has these kinds of salubrious health benefits, mental health benefits.
Well, you hit it on the head. You know, it was FDA approved in 1970. And funny thing is, right off the bat, the Russians started doing research on it as an alternative to mental health care. They started looking at it for alcoholism, for depression, and things like that. And they have a lot of just amazing research that was done. The problem is, it's all in Russian.
They do a lot of good stuff over there in Russia with psychology.
Yeah, exactly. And when I got involved with it at first with Dr. Carl Bonnet, who helped me on some cases that were brought to me, we couldn't read all the Russian. We couldn't find interpreters. So we actually started texting these guys. And believe it or not, they spoke English. So they were able to help us through initially. And then all of a sudden, we started doing our own research here in the U.S., and, you know, now we get lots of data out of Yale Medical.
What year did you start?
Boy, it was about 7 years ago, I think.
So it was already a controlled substance at that point, I believe, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It was controlled. And actually, my first genre into seeing ketamine, my son was in an accident and bit his tongue off. And we were in the emergency room. And I had privileges at some surrounding facilities, medical hospitals, but the one we took my son to, I didn't have. And they were short-staffed. So the ER doctor's like, look, I know you got privileges, you know, at these other hospitals. You just come back with me, and I'll sign off on you, and you can help out, and we can get your son back on and get you all out of here. And I'm like, hey, that's great. We walk in there, and he gives my son ketamine as anesthesia. And that was my first introduction to it where I knew what it was. And, you know, it was the great thing he said about it. Oh, it's a great anesthesia. You don't have to intubate. And in 25 to 30 minutes, he'll start coming to and everything will be great. And that's exactly what happened. And as I moved forward, you know, I started, you know, getting involved in it for other reasons. And I found out, you know, that, hey, not only is it a great anesthesia, but at lower levels, it actually is a reuptake inhibitor for dopamine, norepinephrine.
Oh, wow.
And
I didn't know that. Wow.
Very low level. But a lot of my patients say that they feel better the next day after taking their first infusion or dose. And that's the reason why. But it's not a huge reuptake inhibitor. It's not going to like...
Prozac? It's not like
not
a Prozac.
Like Prozac. No. But it does in a minor way. But what it really does, it boosts glutamate. And that neurotransmitter is used by every cell in your central nervous system.
So would you, I'm sorry to interrupt, but are you saying that the antidepressant and mental health benefits are separate from its disassociative anesthetic properties? These are separate mechanisms?
Absolutely.
Got it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering about that. So what is, go ahead.
Well, I was going to jump back into the glutamate.
Glutamate,
the important thing about that, the glutamate actually triggers that psychedelic experience you have, and it has to do with all the communication involved in there. But it's a very subtle psychedelic experience. Somebody asking you a question can literally be enough in some cases to turn off the psychedelic experience. But what we do know is if we're able to dose you right so that you have that psychedelic experience, that we know then that we're actually triggering the glutamate at the right levels to actually start the benefits that we get from ketamine, which are actually they create neurogenesis. And there's research out there out of Yale Medical School that suggests that it's actually allowing your brain now to start developing new brain cells, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Now, is this taken orally? You can actually dose it PO orally?
Yes. At Trip Center Clinic, we do it orally. We do have nasal spray available. It's not S-ketamine. It's the generic. And my patients report benefits from both of them. So why spend the money on the S-ketamine when we have a perfectly good medication right there that does and works on the same mechanisms?
What kind of dose orally?
Orally, it's based off of the Yale protocol, which is 0.6 milligrams per kilogram of body weight.
So translate that for a 200-pound person.
200-pound person.
60 milligrams?
Yeah, about 60 milligrams. Now, you have to watch things because oral, it goes through the GI tract or it goes through, it's sublingual and it goes through your glands. And either case, you're only going to get a maximum of 60% or 30%, sorry, not 60, 30% absorption rate.
So, and nasally is probably more effective then?
It's about 40% absorption rate for bioavailability.
Suppository?
Yeah, it is a little more effective, definitely.
Have they used suppository?
We do have those available. We don't sell them outright on our clinic, but I work with oncology patients, and yes, we use suppositories. And the suppositories are an interesting thing. I actually broke my shoulder at 18, and I have steel pins in my shoulder. And I suffered with chronic pain until about 7-8 years ago when I got involved in ketamine. And one of the doctors goes, "Hey, you got chronic pain. Why don't you try this?" So I have tried every way of administration of ketamine at this point that we know of.
Dr. John, I got to take a commercial break. First I want to talk about TripSitter.clinic, and then I want to talk about the psychedelic properties of ketamine when we come back. Dr. John Huber's with us, TripSitter.clinic. We're talking ketamine on the bright side. We'll be back with more of Dr. John Huber right after this.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. John Huber, clinical forensic psychologist, about ketamine. His website, tripsitter.clinic. A couple things, Dr. John. First of all, are you familiar with Dr. John Lilly's work?
I've read some of his work, yes.
Okay, good. So I was going to ask you about this whole psychedelic aspect of ketamine. First of all, I never thought, as a pharmacist, I never knew ketamine was a psychedelic. I have heard about people using it that way. I don't think it's officially classified as a psychedelic, is it?
No, they still lump it in there with opiates as a scheduled drug that way, and a dissociative anesthetic.
Yeah, that's kind of how I heard about it. So what is it? You mentioned something very interesting in our last segment that I didn't know about, and that is that ketamine has reuptake inhibitor properties. It also supports glutamate. But other psychedelics also have health benefits, mental health benefits, LSD, psilocybin, mescaline, et cetera. What is it about the psychedelic experience, aside from the fact that it has the neurotransmitter things you were talking about earlier, what is it about the psychedelic experience or psychedelic substances that provide mental health benefits, in your opinion, as a mental health professional?
Well, I think for one thing, it kind of allows you to take on a different perspective in general. Most of the other psychedelic medications and drugs that you just mentioned, they tend to use dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin to trigger the psychedelic experience too. So what happens then is you have a lot longer half-life. In other words, psilocybin mushrooms, for example, that's a 6-hour experience in general for most people, and LSD can be up to 12 hours. I've had some patients who've come in and told me they've used it recreationally and it was closer to 18 for them. I think everybody's metabolism does affect things differently though as well. So it and or dose size, because oftentimes you don't really know what you're getting because you have to get those off the street, as opposed to the ketamine, which is FDA approved, and I go to compounding pharmacists across the nation to get them for my patients.
Are there any issues with toxicity, and are there any issues with dependence?
Well, you know, as you are well aware, anything can become psychologically dependent. The physiological dependence, though, we haven't actually seen, although if you go and look at research out of the UK, they talk about how horrible ketamine is and how addictive it is. Unfortunately, if you read that literature, what you see is they're using street ketamine that's oftentimes cut with things like fentanyl and crystal meth, and you can't separate those two. And they also talk about, you know, ruptured bladders and things like that. You know, the black box warning on ketamine says that you have to worry about UTIs. In my tenure doing that, I haven't seen a patient yet who's done that. And working with the different physicians I work with, We've averaged, that I've been involved with, up to 400 a year for the last 4 or 5 years, and I have not seen one UTI, let alone an addiction. In fact, we use it in-house in brick and mortar to treat addictions like alcoholism and heroin addiction and things like that. And
go ahead.
I was going to say, and then we don't have any issues getting the patients off the ketamine at that point.
Have you heard about microdosing, this concept of microdosing with psychedelics?
Yes, absolutely.
What's your take on that?
I think, you know, again, it's something that you have to find out for yourself with a healthcare professional if it's going to work for you or not. You know, like you talk about the microdosing. With my chronic pain, I can take an oral 25-milligram ketamine tablet, which is, you know, again, we talked about 30% of that's actually available. So I'm getting about 6 or 7, you know, milligrams of ketamine. And it doesn't even affect me, psychomotor retardation, no dilated pupils, nothing like that.
Just pain? Just specific for pain?
Yes, and it stops my pain.
Wow, and that's amazing. That's amazing. So you're saying you could drive and you could talk and, you know, you could, nobody's going to think any different of you or that you're off at all. You'll just have pain relief.
at that level, yes. Now, I can tell you that when I first started, my doctor had me do an infusion, and I had another radio show scheduled about 5 hours later in the day, and something happened, a scheduling conflict, whatever, and they called me in the middle of my infusion. And I was not able to respond orally to the people in, you know, the physician or the nurse practitioner that was in there. But when my phone rang, I went into automatic mode and just did my whole interview.
Wow. While you're infused?
While I was being infused.
That's great.
I couldn't remember what I said. And I went back and they'd already had it posted by that evening. So I sat and listened to it and had friends listen to it.
You sounded fine?
Yeah, they were like, we didn't know you were on anything.
Oh, that's great. That's great. How about synergy with alcohol or other drugs?
Well, we know that things like benzos and opiates actually will stop the psychedelic effect from happening. It doesn't stop the glutamate from rising, which is where I think we get the best benefits. And then the brain-derived neurotropic factor, which actually is the mechanism that the researchers are saying stimulates the new nerve cells to grow. Those are still being accelerated and increased. I don't recommend you mixing the drugs. I think you lose much more of your faculties, and some things are being reinforced, like the alcohol use on top of everything, even though you're trying to create new neural pathways. So therapeutically, I don't think it should be done. And it's a clinical treatment. It's not a bunch of friends sitting around a campfire drinking beer and dropping ketamine or dropping acid or psilocybin. There is intent, there is set, and clinical objectives in this situation, and I think you should treat it as such.
Have you worked with other psychedelics? And first of all, before I get you answer that, why do you consider ketamine to be a psychedelic, and how are you defining the term?
Because it does create an out-of-body psychedelic experience if it's dosed appropriately. And that trigger, when that happens, that is the most easily available level of interaction that can tell us whether we've got that level of glutamate going at the peak level we can to create the new neural pathways and the new neural brain cells and things like that that are actually being utilized by your brain then to essentially deal with your psychological trauma, whether it's depression, post-traumatic stress disorder. So I personally, you know, have been through the infusions and do microdosing at home and things like that. And I know how that psychedelic experience is able to allow you to see through the detritus, the extraneous things that get in the way of you solving your own situation. I mean, you know, you start worrying about things that aren't important, you know, when the answer is right there in front of you, but you can't see it because you're being distracted because you have that electric bill over here you didn't pay, and you've
wow.
got, you know, my patients tell me time and time again, whether it's for post-traumatic stress disorder or obsessive compulsive disorder or depression, for example, anxiety, my patients tell me when we get it right and they've been on it long enough and the brain has developed enough, they say, my memories are still here. The things that affected me that caused my depression or caused my PTSD are still here. But now I can put them in a suitcase and I can leave them in the closet in my bedroom and get on with my life.
Wow, that's amazing. I have so much more I want to ask you, Dr. John. Hopefully we can get you back on the bright side. I want to ask you about other psychedelics. But tell our listeners how they can interact with Trips at Dot Clinic if they're listening and they have a friend or loved one or they themselves want to experience this.
Well, we are adding states. You know, as we speak right now, we are in 14 or 15 states across the nation. And you can go to tripsitter.clinic. And if your state's not on there, we have a sign up sheet so that we can keep you updated as we add your state. And, you visit there. We have medical doctors that are licensed in every state. They go in, they do their clinical assessment with you, a face to face interview and an assessment. And then they talk to you about treatment options and things that are available to you and create a treatment plan for you. Generally, ketamine is a 3 to 6 month treatment modality because we're not physically in your presence when you're taking the medication. So we want to start off conservatively and build up. And it's not like you're in my office and we can adjust things right then and titrate as we go. So it also gives your brain time to add those new neural pathways and the neurogenesis to kick in.
Dr. Schieber, that's super fascinating, and we definitely want to have you back on. Can you hang on the line? I want to talk to you when we get off the air.
Can yeah, sure. Just,
okay, great. As Dr. John Huber, his website, tripsitter.clinic, tripsitter.clinic, if you're interested in checking it out. Thanks so much Dr. John, for being on the bright side, and thank you for listening to the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.